online. This is Excite Radio News with theleader.info.
Torrevieja local police have taken delivery of two new vans this week. The last two vehicles outstanding from a €750,000 lease of 17 vehicles to replace the existing fleet. Most of the cars can be observed on a regular basis parked outside the police station, hardly ever used, but these new vehicles are specifically for the Grupo del Refuerzo Operativo, the GRO teams. They have a 2-litre engine, 9 seats, GPS tracking devices and law enforcement tools. Delivery comes in the same week that the mayor of Torrevieja, Eduardo Delon, announced that the town hall has been granted permission to use one of the buildings in the harbour area, which will be converted into an operational centre for the police. The building is just across the road from the former tourist office situated on Plaza Cap de Pont in Torrevieja, which was converted into a police station in August, specifically for use by the GRO Operational Task Force, which was therefore subject to work to convert the building for use at an annual saving of €22,000 per year in rent, with the only cost being the refurbishment of that office for its 6 months' life. And the cost to refurbish the new centre, of course. In July of last year, the mayor also announced that the police administrative unit for foreigners currently based at the Parque de Molina de Torrevieja will move to a new site on Calle Arquitecto Larramendi, which has around 3 times the space of the previous office. Many of the operational police officers themselves have been complaining about lack of payment for overtime, particularly when working as part of the GRO teams, poor management, time and roster issues, and other human resources matters, which have been highlighted through questions raised by the Los Verdes Green Party in the plenary meeting. Officers have themselves staged a number of demonstrations over their working conditions.